Hello.
Hello, my name is Octavia with Tony, your call for customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling by because my car had been charged actually more than several times, but it's not, it has two charges. I guess you guys did yesterday and overdraft my account. Plus, they have four charges from last month that I didn't know about, and I did not do this, so I need my money put back into my account.
Yes, ma'am. So this does sound like fraud. I will need that zip code to see what's going on.
30517.
Okay, your first and last name?
Luberta Jones. And what kind of company are you guys?
We do several different products. So I will have to see what products you have with us. And I do no, because I don't find an account. Okay, so you said 30517.
1-7.
Okay, and I will need the spelling of the first and last name because it's not pulling up with your zip code.
Okay, my first name is spelled LUEBIRDER. Your last name is Jones, JONES.
And I do find the account matching that name. Just for security purposes, I do need the address.
My address is 763 Cena Valley Drive.
Okay, and I do find I do see where your credit card was charged $7.97 on the 14th of April for a smartwatch. It's a fitness watch.
Oh no, I'm 62 years old. I won't be doing anything with that. And if it's when I checked my account this morning, it said my account was withdrawn. So I called the bank to see what it was for, and it said 64. They gave me you guys' number, and that's how I get to call you. But it said $64.87, Candy, and $69.87. So it
Yes.
was two separate charges, but then she told me back in April you guys charged my account $28.99, a $6.97, a $7.97, a $19.95, a $19.98. So I need all that money put back in my account, and I need that one you got pending released so that money, my account don't be overdrawn. Because right now my account is overdrawn because of that 64 and the 69 you guys did last night for it.
Yes, ma'am. So, is there anyone in your household who could have maybe purchased this order without your knowledge?
I live by myself with my grandkids and stuff. And the oldest one is 20 years old, and she ain't that crazy to do this. And she, trust me, she's not that crazy.
Okay, so I will cancel your account now, and I will have to transfer you to fraud department so they can start an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. And I just want you to know and want to make sure that you're aware of that we do take credit card fraud seriously, and anyone who used your card without your knowledge will be prosecuted, will and can be prosecuted. So before I start, I just want to make sure that you did not authorize this charge.
No.
Okay, so give me one second. I am going to get you canceled out, and then I am going to note your account and send you the fraud.
Yeah, and then how long will it be for my money to go back into my account?
If they go through and release these charges, then you should see your money back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
Which one? You talking about
All of them.
Okay, because I wanted that pending release so my account don't stop being in a negative. Because if it's not released, they're going to charge me a $38 for a bounce fee tonight if that money is not there. And I don't have the money to cover it, so they don't charge that. So I need that organization you got pending, which got my account into the overcharge, I mean, in a negative release today. I can't wait 5 days for that to be done. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just getting your account. I'll tell you, it's going to take a while because you do have multiple charges.
Okay.
Okay, so I did get your account notated for you. Just give me 1 second, and I am about to send you to fraud.
Okay.
Okay, and I did get everything. Now, Teddy, is there anything else that I could do for you today?
Yes. I would ask you about the one that you got pending that has my account and overdrawn. I need that released so that my account won't be in the negative. Is it they gonna send that through tonight? And she told me it would be processed tonight, and then I might end up with a bounty on top of all of this.
Yes, ma'am. So that the fraud team will have to tell you that.
Okay. You switch me over to them then?
Yes, ma'am. Hold the line. Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you.